October 25th, Jesus says, man thinks he can control God and his works. Why does he do this? Just out of a lack of reflection? No, always out of pride. It is always the poison, one of Lucifer's three poisons, which acts in him. In his pride he does not appreciate the difference between himself and God, and treats him as an equal. It is true, that God calls you his children, made in his image and likeness, but tell me, O men, in the relations between father and son, even those following only the law of an upright conscience, does the son treat his father as an equal? No. The father's love does not exempt the son from being respectful towards his father. And the son's great love, even for the best of fathers, is always infused with reverence, as the father's is infused with authority. It is authority conveyed with smiles and kind words, but it is still authority which counsels and governs. And should it be different with the Holy Father? Why, if an earthly father deserves your reverent, grateful love because he nourishes and clothes you with his work, if he deserves your respect, because his experience guides you, if he deserves your obedience, because he is the greatest authority you have as individuals, and such it was from Adam on God, the Father who has created you, who has loved you, who has provided for your needs, who has saved you through his Son in the part which does not die, the Father who governs the whole universe, consider. The whole universe so, that it will be a servant, to man and give him food and clothing, voice and comforts, fire and drink through the course of the winds, and the evaporation of the waters forming clouds which bathe the earth, through the sun, which dries it, and makes it fruitful, and with its torrents of light sterilizes it, eliminating diseases, and consoles life, through the stars, which like eternal clocks and compasses without defect mark the hour for you, and the direction of your way through lands and deserts, over mountains and oceans, through the harvests, the fruits, the animals, and the grasses, through the songs and languages of animals serving you, through plants living, or buried over millennia and the fountains, that not only quench thirst, but heal your maladies, because he has dissolved salutary elements into them, shouldn't this God, your Father, be loved, respected, obeyed, and served? Serve not because you are servants, but because it is sweet, and just to give that little you can give in your smallness to the one who does so much for you. And you, sons and daughters of God and brothers and sisters of Christ, who speaks to you to teach you to love, you have only to give to our Father holy and wonderful, since he needs nothing, Lord as he is of the universe, which obeys him as you are unable and unwilling to, you have only to give love, for he wants this love from you, as I, God like him, and his most holy Son, gave him and give him. This is your duty, and I have already shown you how this duty is performed. Love him by obeying him, and you will do your duty, and, after having loved him by obedience to his voices of love, do not attribute to yourselves the right to complain, if he does not compensate you with interest. What right do you have? Always say this. We have done nothing but our duty. Always say this. God did so before we did. Always say, the apparent lack of reward is only for the senses. God does not leave unrewarded whoever loves and obeys him. Do you, dust scattered on the ground, know the secrets of the Most High? Can you say you read the decrees of God, written in the books of divine love? You see the present moment. But what do you know about the following minute? Do you not reflect that what may seem to you to be a good in the present instant is an evil in the future, and that if God does not grant it to you, it is to avoid a pain for you, a labor superior to the one you are experiencing? But even if it were, is it licit for you to impose yourselves on God? What have you done that was more than what you ought to have done? Do you fail to consider that not you, but God is always your creditor, for he gives you infinitely more than what you give him? O justice that are goodness! O sublime and holy justice, that are just towards yourself alone, and merciful towards your sons and daughters! O justice, a river that does not overflow to punish, but to pour forth its waves, made of the holy blood of my veins, streaming out to the last drop, made of the tears of Mary, made of the heroism of the martyrs, and the sacrifices of the saints, a river whose current is mercy, and which you prefer to bring back to the source by a miracle of power, for mercy is your embankment, and it is stronger than your disdain, and love is the other dike, and it is the love of a God who has made himself a bulwark, to protect man from punishment, and conquer him for life. Love this justice, which is pained at punishing you. Love this father, who does his duty as a father, and is benign in not asking you for utter precision in doing your duty. I said this, and I repeat. For a true act of love, God stops even the movement of the stars, and revokes the decree of heaven. If faith can remove trees and mountains, love overcomes God. Every act of true love makes the divine vortex of fire and light in which we live loving one another shine forth with flashes, multiplied a hundredfold, and makes the heavens change color with joy over the joy of the triune God, and, as if from a heavenly cloud, it brings down graces and forgiveness even upon those unable to love out of mercy on those able to love. Love and bless the Lord. As you know how to ask, and how to demand being heard, be able to give thanks. You forget this too often. The grace of God withdraws for the additional reason that you are sterile and unable to manifest a flower of gratitude to the Father who cares for you. To those who are able to remember they are sons and daughters, even in times of joy, I say, and blessing you, go in peace. Your loving faith saves you now and always. Jesus further states, the seed must die to become food for life. When you are no longer on this earth, they will then come to feed on the bread of the word which I have given you for your brothers and sisters. Man is such a being that only in the face of a holocaust does he surrender. I obtained this after death. You are not more than your Jesus. Do not fear. What now seems to fall upon impenetrable rock will germinate when you have become an ear of grain in my kingdom. But first comes the work of life and the darkness of death. Every mission, in order to succeed, needs tears, suffering, derision, and sacrifice. Let them mock. Since they don't want to see and hear those who most need to, I shall heap darkness and silence upon them. Nor will they be able to complain to me about it, for they and they alone have wanted this with their obstinacy and spiritual sloth, and spiritual pride, and denying the power of the Holy Spirit. What did I say about those sinning against the Holy Spirit? And don't they know that in Christ is the Father and the Spirit? And don't they remember that I said that the Consoler would come to bring the light? But the Consoler, the Spirit of life, is one with the Word of the Father, and with the Father in denying me, and the Word that I am, one denies the Father, who allows the Word, to go on pouring himself out, one denies the Spirit, who moves the Word. Do not deny us. But woe to you, if you deny the Spirit, who descends with his lights to make a creature a light, and purify a flesh with his fire, so that it can transmit the words of wisdom. If the instrument is vile, we, who inhabit it, make it become worthy of being accepted the instrument, and what it says you must give to our name. It is not up to you to judge. I take the poor and children, to make them the dignitaries of Christ the King. They are already judged, Maria, for their stubbornness saturated with humanity, with that alone. Let the dead bury themselves. As for you, remain in life and proceed. When you are in it entirely, glorification will come, and love without any more obstacles.